The devil is under my feet. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, that's what we're going to talk about just for a second this morning. Yeah, God might as well take your shoes off. Yeah, okay, I heard that, Holy Ghost. I just heard the Holy Ghost, some of you need to take your shoes off because you're getting ready to enter into a dancing season, which is a praising season. Woo! Amen. Praise your way to victory. Dance your way to victory. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. So far, the weather's supposed to be good Saturday the 2nd, but we'll know probably a day before. Well, I mean, it's Kentucky. We could know 2 hours before, right? Well, talking about the devil is under your feet. I went yesterday to Tennessee to see Stan, my nephew, and him and his mom kind of went one way, and I went the other. And I walked into this store, and they had this big pile of floor mats, doormats. They were fall doormats. You know, they say thankfulness, harvest blessing, fall is in the air, and all those kinds of things. And as I was going through them, I had been struggling the last couple of weeks with something very personal, and yesterday was not a good day emotionally for me, but I was glad that I went to see Stan. And as I was looking through those floor mats, what I heard was, don't allow the devil to be your doormat. Don't allow your life to be the doormat of the devil. Yeah, that's the appropriate way to say it. So we all know that what a doormat is, it's a small rug placed just outside the door or inside of a door, and it's where people wipe their dirty feet. And so if we're not careful with our lives, the enemy comes along and wants to wipe his feet of shame and discouragement and all those things. And when we allow him to do that, it gets into our attitude, it gets into our thoughts, and it gets all those things. So I thought, well, if I have to go through this, you might as well go through it with me. So don't allow the enemy to be a doormat into your life and into your thoughts. If you have to tape a piece of duct tape on your feet to remind yourself of that every day, you know, Satan is under our feet. So God doesn't want the enemy to overrun any area of our lives, any area. And the Bible says that the shield of faith quenches what? Every fiery dart of the wicked. And that we know that Jesus has already won the victory that is sufficient to give us complete liberty from the devil's work in our lives. And what is our part? Our part is coming into agreement with that. Our part is coming to an agreement with what he's already said is our victory. And we've been given the power of attorney to use that name. And when somebody's been given the power of attorney, what does that mean? That means you have authority, you have access to make decisions and to do what you know you need to do. You know, so the church, a lot of people don't know that they've been given power of attorney to access the kingdom of God. But we have been given that power of attorney. Jesus told his disciples, I'm going away, I'm going to send my comforter, carry on business as usual, because I'm giving you my name. In other words, you just keep doing what I done while I was here, because I'm giving you power of attorney to continue on doing what I did. And that is what the church is doing today. We're carrying business on as usual because we are what? We are the continuation of the book of Acts. Amen. We lay our hands on the sick and they recover. We cast out demons. We're seeing things happen in people's lives. Why? Because we as a church are carrying on business as usual. And what is that? Go into all the world and preach the good news of the gospel. As we said, the good news is you no longer have to be bound. You no longer have Amen. To be a sinner. You no longer have to be discouraged. You no longer have to allow the enemy to be the doormat to wipe his feet Amen. On. Amen. You can welcome the Holy Presence, a Holy Spirit in your life to do what he needs to do. Amen. And I just, you know, hearing the word radical, be radical in what you do and what you believe and how you give and everything in your life. Be radical about it. And he doesn't want us to hold anything back in our life. So let's stand this morning. I'm going to read you this word, and then we're going to just enter into his presence this morning. And I had forgot about having a dream last night, and I'll share it with you all, and I'll share it with the praise and worship team. And the only part of the dream I remember was, and I had forgotten about it until the praise and worship team came up to pray, and I remembered, and in the dream I saw the praise and worship team in a single file, and it was more than just what was here, but I only saw the faces of those that were here, and they were marching in a single file, and in their right hand they had a sword. And I said, I just want to come up and encourage you all this morning, that when you are singing, realize that you are prophetically declaring the word. And I thank God for the songs that we sing here that we are prophetically declaring.
Amen.
And when you are praising the Lord this morning, entering into that time of worship with the praise and worship team, they're not up there to entertain us. We don't come to church to be entertained. We come to church to hear a word from the Lord to make a difference in our lives so we can go out and make a difference in somebody else's life. So when you are praising this morning, you hold up your hand and you begin to praise the Lord. See it as a sword of the Spirit that's cutting the atmosphere of discouragement, that's cutting the atmosphere of whatever you need in your life. So allow that to happen in your life, in your presence, in the presence of the Lord today. Arise, arise, there's a new day dawning. Look, behold, I am doing a new thing. Let go of the old and embrace the new, for it is in the new that my blessings flow. No room in the old wineskin. Make room for the fresh wine from heaven. It is flowing freely, will you receive. Come and draw near to me, for it is my heart I want you to see. No longer be held back of how you want things to be. When things of life don't work out as you had expected, when things turn a wrong direction, when my promises to you seem long time coming, don't allow the spirit of discouragement to steal your joy. Seek me and you will find the way. For I say to you, sons and daughters, I will indeed show you the way, for I am the way maker. Don't allow the dread of tomorrow steal your joy of today.
Amen.
Wow. Rest in my presence. Rest in my peace. For in due season you will reap if you do not lose heart. Father, we thank you for your presence in this place today, that we have not come to be entertained, but we've come to worship you. We've come to lift you up. And you said if you would be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. We've come in today, Lord, to hear a word from you that our lives will be changed. That, Lord, that we will go in the direction that you would have us to go by moving forward in what you called us to do. And I thank you, Lord, that we're kingdom citizens now. And in your kingdom, there is no lack. In your kingdom, all is well. All is well in your kingdom. And, Lord, I just speak peace over us today in Jesus' name, that we live life of nothing missing and nothing broken. And yes, all is well in your kingdom, so therefore all is well in our lives because of our faith and trust in you. And it's the message that comes forth today, Lord, the light that you've given us, the light of your presence that you've given us, the light of your presence, Lord, that goes with us every day. And it's always just enough light for the step that we're on, and that's all we need. Because trust and faith in you is knowing that you've already gone before and you already know the path and you've already made a way of escape in everything that we may have to go through in this life. But our faith and trust is in you and you alone, that you hold our hand and you guide us every step of the way. And in that we can be thankful today. In that we can rejoice today. Welcome, Holy Spirit, in this place today. Welcome, Holy Spirit, in this place, that you will set upon us and you will bring breakthrough in every area of our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
worship you.
Presence and we worship the way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Or what are we doing here? If we don't come in with that attitude, what are we doing in church? We come before God, way maker, miracle worker, you know, and we worship and honor him today for who he is. And I'll tell you, add a little bit to what Pastor Shirley said, a little story about putting the devil under your feet. There's a little competition going on. One of Ricardo's, well, his brother-in-law, Al, is from Michigan. He's a Michigan fan. Well, my Scott is an Ohio State fan. And, you know, that's one of the greatest rivals. I guess it's up there with between Louisville and Kentucky. But anyway, so one time Al had a, was it a towel? Or no, it was a T-shirt, a sweatshirt. He wrapped it up for Christmas, because we were going up there before Christmas, and he for Scott. Well, when Scott opened it up and saw that Michigan sweatshirt, you know what he did? He took it out there in his garage, the step that comes into the door, and he said, every day, every time I go out that door, I'm stepping on Michigan. I'm stepping on Michigan. Well, of course, that's hilarious, but that's just what she said to do, because I tell you what, you got to remind yourself, you know, of what God has done. We're pulling out an old one right here that I love. One of the first songs we ever heard, learned, sang in this church for a long time was, "He paid a debt he did not owe." What I owed a debt, what? I could not pay. I needed someone to what? To wash my sins away. And now I do what? I sing a Amazing Grace. Amen. Heard the word a lot. That still shocks people when you say, they say, "How are you?" And you say, "I choose to have a good day." Even when it doesn't seem like it's going right, when somebody, you know, like Sherry was telling me that, you know, somebody's car died and they ended up getting it off the road, putting it behind their car, and they were supposed to come back and get it last night and it didn't work. And so this morning they get up to leave to come to church and their car's there, and you know, and it wouldn't jump, and the other car had a flat tire. I mean, you know, it's stuff like that. But you know what you want to do? If you did what you wanted to do, just go back in the house and go back to bed. But guess what? The world didn't give me this joy.
The world didn't give me this joy. The world didn't give me this joy. And the world can't take it away.
Do that again. You ready?
The world didn't give me this joy. The world didn't give me this joy. The world didn't give me this joy. And the world can't take it away. The world didn't give me this peace. The world didn't give me this peace. The world didn't give me this peace. Jesus gave me this joy. Jesus gave me this joy. And the world can't take it away.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you. That it's not how we feel, it's what you've done for us that gives us the joy. That you are good. You're the king of our heart, and you are good. You are good. We praise you today. Hallelujah. Woohoo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whoop, 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 whoop. I get my chords right. We'll be all right. See, Brother Bob had to be somewhere today, so you got me.
Where I run, the fountain I drink from, oh, he is king of my heart. Be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. You are good, good. Oh, you are good.
Good. I can't do it while I'm up here playing. Amen. Are you ready? Let's practice it just a little bit. Okay. You are good.
Good.
Yes.
Oh, you are good. The fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. 'Cause you are good.
Yes,
good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good.
We didn't aim to. We let our kids down. They let us down. But you know what? We serve a God that will never, ever, ever let us down. And we've got to believe that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for the Father that I didn't have to clean up to get in his presence. He said, come as you are. Amen. Come as you are. Lay down your burdens. And you know, Christians shouldn't have burdens, but a lot of them do. Sometimes things get a little bit heavy, and you need to remember that you don't have to carry those things, that God carries those things for you.
Come find your mercy, Oh, sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal.
Amen.
Lay down your burden. Lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. Lay down your hurt. Lay down your heart. Come as you are.
There's hope for the hopeless and all those who've strayed. Come sit at the table. Come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary. Rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. So lay down your burdens. Lay down your all who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home. You're not too far. Lay down your hurt. Lay down your heart. Come as you are. Come as you are, fall in his arms. Come as you are. There's joy in the morning. Oh, sinner, be still. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can heal.
Lay down your burden, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, wanderer, come home, you're not. Lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are, come as you are, come as you are.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that you take the good things and keep the good things and get rid of the mistakes. Hallelujah. Lord, we come as we are today. I thank you for your presence.
Thank you.
Holy Spirit, way maker. You know, you didn't give us, the world didn't give us the joy. You gave us the joy. We're singing about all that and coming as we are, laying everything at your feet. Father, there shouldn't be anybody in here today that has a heaviness, because we bring the heaviness to you. We bring our kids to you. We bring our grandkids to you. We bring our jobs to you. We bring our everything about our lives to you, Father God. Because that's what you said, do. Come unto me. What? All you are heavy laden. What? And I will give you rest. I thank you, Father, for that today as we come into your presence. Thanking you so much for who you are, for your goodness. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We praise you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands.
from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice.
That true church.
You have led me through the fire in darkest night. You were close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. All my every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love this part.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I've surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. And all my life you have been faithful.
Amen, church.
And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
One more time.
I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, the world doesn't want to hear about all of our problems. The world doesn't want to hear about all the bad things going on. They want to hear about your goodness. They want to hear about your promises, Father God. We just ask to give everybody the courage and the strength to speak the name of Jesus. To when somebody says something, just to be have the boldness to say, but you know what the word says? God is my strength. God is my source. God is the strength. God's going to take care of his people. Those who trust in him shall not be ashamed or put to shame, is what the word of God says. And you know, that's what we have to believe, and that's what the world wants to hear. You know, there's too much other stuff going on. And I just pray that this church will have the boldness to speak that name, to speak the name of Jesus over everything. There's a new song about speaking the name of Jesus, and I know you go ahead and be seated. I want the ushers to come forward. Go ahead and come forward, and while we learn this song together, but it's just very, very simple about I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. What? I speak Jesus. Father, thank you for the faithfulness of people. Thank you, Father God, that you are faithful to them, that you love us, and because you love us, we love you. Thank you for meeting every need. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name. Your name is light. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captive by a depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life.
Glory to God.
Stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, shout Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Do it again, church.
Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name of Jesus. Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy.
Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name.
Shout Jesus, come on now.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family. I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Do it again, church. Speak it.
Shout Jesus from the mountains. Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Your name.
Your name is power, your name is healing, your name. Shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Oh, we just speak Jesus over families. Jesus' name. Your name is power.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Are you breaking those strongholds this morning? You know, strongholds started out with a thought, and it ended up being a thought that people think on and think on until it becomes a stronghold and it's got possession of your mind. But the power of Jesus can break every stronghold. It can change every mind to be what it needs to be this morning.
Shout Jesus from the fountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus.
Stand up, church, and sing that.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. Jesus.
Do it again now, one more time.
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Your name. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
Now do that tag.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
Oh, Holy Ghost, there's so much power in the name of Jesus. Father God, let that name be on our lips, in our minds, in our hearts. When we get up in the mornings, through the day when we're confronted with the enemy and when it seems like nothing's going right, but Father God, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart be on Jesus. And it may look bad, but Father God, I know what your word says. And we stand on your word, and we stand on your word. Lord God, I thank you that the message of the church, as I speak Jesus. The message of the church is I speak Jesus. You know, there's lots of places, churches, they don't mind if you say the word God because they're assuming you're talking about any God. But when you begin to speak the name of Jesus, power begins to happen because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes into the Father except through me. He said, in my name you'll do all these things. Yes. In my name you'll cast out devils. In my name, you'll lay hands on the sick. And in my name, you'll raise the dead. Why? Because it's the name of Jesus.
In his name.
It's the power in the name of Jesus. That's the message. That's the hope this world needs to hear today. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, praise and worship team.